Good evening to all beloved brothers and sisters and all our friends here.
很高兴，也非常欢迎我们诸位能够在百忙中，来到会堂，一起来敬拜神，来听，这生命的道。
I'm so happy to see all of you, to take time off from your busy schedule to be here this evening to listen to His word.
我们昨天有讲到世界的光就是主耶稣。
Last night we touched on the topic on the light of the world, who is none other than our Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣是天地的主宰。
Because we know that our Lord Jesus is also the master and the creator of the universe.
他是永生的真神。
And he is our everlasting Lord.
他是世人的救主。
And he is also mankind's savior.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
And he is also king of kings and lord of lords.
他是我们世人的希望。
And he is the hope of humankind.
也是我们信仰的依归。
And he is also our reliance.
他好像清晨的日光临到我们。
He is like the bright and morning star that has come upon our life.
要引领我们离开黑暗进入光明。
He wants to lead us out of darkness into his wonderful light.
所以跟从他的人就不在黑暗里面。
So that those who follow him will no longer live in darkness.
所以圣经说跟从主的人就必得着生命的光。
So in the Bible it says, those who follow Jesus will receive his light.
我们来看约翰福音第八章。
Please turn to the book of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John, chapter 8.
十二节。
Verse 12.
八章十二节。
John, chapter 8, verse 12.
耶稣对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必得着生命的光。主耶稣他向世人宣告。
So Jesus, when he spoke to the people,
他是世界的光。
And he told them that he is indeed the light of this world.
那今天跟从主的人。
And those who follow him,
他必得着生命的光。
And he or she will indeed receive the light of life.
那生命是什么？
So what exactly is life?
我们会觉得说，我还活着就是有生命。
So sometimes we say, as long as you're breathing, then you're considered a living being.
我能够呼吸就是有生命。
So as long as you are still living in this world, you have life.
其实我们都有生命。
In actual fact, we are all physically alive.
但是我们对生命要有进一步的认识。
But of course, we have to have a better understanding of what the true meaning of having a life is.
我们人有肉体。
Because we know all of us, we have our flesh.
我们活在这个世界上。
And when we live in this world,
肉体有生，有老有病，也有死。
So we know that we live in this world, we'll one day grow old and sick.
所以肉体的生命相当有限。
So we know that there is always a limitation in our physical life.
人的生命也有内在的生命。
However, human life also has its own inner spiritual nature.
有的人虽然活着。
That even though one may be living,
可是他活在黑暗里面。
Appear living on the outside, but he may be still living in darkness.
他觉得生命中没有光。
He may feel that his life has no light.
所以人生觉得很彷徨。
So he felt very hopeless.
迷失自己。
So, and they felt really lost.
所以我们应该能够更深刻的来了解这个生命的意义。
So let us study one step closer. What is indeed true life?
这一句话告诉我们说，跟从主的人要得着生命的光。
So here in this verse that we just read, it says, whoever follows Jesus will have the light of life.
昨天我们谈到主耶稣就是真光。
So yes, last night we touched on that Jesus is indeed the true light.
他就是生命的光。
He is also the light of our life.
因为他是生命的源头。
Because he is the source of all living things.
所以跟从他的必得着生命。
So whoever follow him will also receive this life.
我们来看约翰福音第一章。
And then let's read John chapter 1.
啊，约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。哦，生命在他里头。
And here it says, in him was life.
啊，这里记载说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
So in here it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
啊，神就是光，他是生命的源头。
So God, he is the light of this world. He is also the source of our life.
啊，他是天地万物生命的起源。
And he is also the creator of all living things.
生命在他里头。
So he has, he holds this life.
可见神造人。
So when the, since he is our creator,
我们的生命就是从神来的。
So we know our life, originate from him.
啊，圣经说神用地上的尘土来造人。
So we know in the Bible it says that we were created from the dust.
啊，第一个人叫做亚当。
And the first man that was created was Adam.
然后神在他的鼻孔吹气。
And then God, he breathed into his nostrils.
啊，让他成为有灵的活人。
So that he is, he become a spiritual living being.
所以人有肉体，也有灵魂。
So we know that man is composed of the physical and the spiritual.
哦，所以人的生命。
So the life.
因为灵魂在。
Because we have the spiritual aspect in
our lives.
So, we as a living man.
啊，当有一天灵魂离开的时候。
So one day when our soul or spirit left us.
哦，这个肉体的生命就结束了。
Leave us, then the, our physical body will also disappear.
所以圣经说，哦，神从一本造出万族的人。
So we know that God from one man multiplied to many human beings.
哦，住在全地上。
And these people, they all covered the earth.
神定准人的年限跟所住的疆界。
And God also will tell the time of our death.
我们的生活、动作、存留都在神。
And the length of our lives, and He also determines our steps.
我们也是他所生的。
And because we are also born of Him.
我们的生命气息都在神的手中。
So we know that the pulses of our life also lies with Him.
哦，所以耶伯记里面说，全能者的气使人得生命。
So in the book of Job, is that it is the spirit that allows man to live.
那这个气是什么？
So what is this breath and the spirit?
人有生命气息。
So we know that man, we have this in us, this living spirit in us.
啊，人有灵魂。
We have our soul.
这个是从神来的。
And this also comes from God.
啊，父母亲生我们的肉身。
Our mother is Boris in the physical sense.
但是造化是在神。
However, the creation of man,
生命是神所赐的。
Because life comes from him.
所以人的生命是什么？
So what is this life?
可能我们每个人有每个人不同的看法。
All of us may have our own different opinions regarding what is meant by life.
有的人说生命像云雾。
Some people said that life is just a passing shadow.
啊，转眼就成空了。
Because once in a fleeting moment, that shadow will disappear.
在耶伯记的七章七节说，哦，生命就像一口气。
And in the book of Job, chapter 7, verse 7, it says that man's life consists of his one breath.
那这一口气既然是生命。
So because this breath represents life.
是神给你的。
And it is the gift from God.
可是你能够掌管你的生命吗？
But can you hold on tight and guarantee that your life.
其实我们人都不能掌管生命。
In actual fact, we have no hold on this life of ours.
今天就是秦始皇也不能掌管生命。
Even the mighty emperor Shi Huang Ti, he can't have a hold on his, he can't achieve immortality.
他想要长生。
He wished to achieve immortality.
但是他也会死。
But we know that one day he will meet his death.
你不能掌管生命。
Because we are all mortal beings.
所以生命不在乎自己。
So we have no say to how long we can live.
生命在乎神啊。
Because it all depends on God.
所以大卫王有个孩子死的时候。
So David, when one of his sons passed away,
大卫对生命的体会很深。
So he knew the true meaning of life.
因为生命他不能掌握。
Because he knew that he has no security.
生命在乎神。
He knew that life depends on God.
可是我们肉体的生命有多长呢？
So how long can all of us live?
其实我们的生命不长。
In actual fact, our life is a very short span.
我们来看诗篇。
Please turn to the book of Psalms.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalms chapter 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalms 90.
第十节。
Verse 10.
我们一生的年日是七十岁，如果是强壮，可以到八十。其中所经夸，不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，如灰而去。其实我们的生命不长。
So from this verse, we know that our life here on earth is very, very short.
所以生命是短暂的。
So we know that our lifespan is indeed very short.
如果我们看九十篇，
and if you read the book of Psalms, chapter 90,
你就会发现，
you'll begin to realize,
其实人生在世是相当有限的。
That our life here on earth is indeed very, very limited.
你是否曾经想过？
I'm sure you have this experience before.
人生有几个十年？
That how many decades do you have in your life?
一百年前你还在这里吗？
Is any one of us here a century years ago?
我们都不在这个世界上。
Because none of us were here a century ago.
那一百年后又去哪里？
And where are we heading to a century from now?
肉体的生命是短暂的。
So we know that a physical life is indeed very fleeting.
所以九十篇里面这样写。
So that is why in this chapter, Psalms chapter 90, it says,
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
说你使人归于尘土。
You turn man back to dust.
世人要归回。
You cause all sons of man to return to dust.
那这一节就是告诉我们，人生是客旅。
So we know in this verse that men are only sojourners in this world.
你有来就有去。
You arrived, and then one day you have to leave again.
而且这里说，你看千年如已过的昨日，如夜间的一根。
So in the verse 4, it says, for a thousand years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by.
所以表明了生命是短暂有限的。
So is this show us here again how short and fleeting our life is.
第五节说如水冲去。
And here it says that life is like we can be swept away.
我们的时间累积就是你的生命，是一去不回的。
Because once you die, you cannot turn the clock back again.
那生命又像花草。
And our life is like the grass of the morning.
所以花会凋谢，草会枯干。
So we know that flowers will wither and grass will dry it up.
第九节说，我们一生经过的年日啊，度尽的年岁，好像一声叹息啊。
And so in verse 9 also says that we all finish our years on earth with a moan.
所以人生在世。
So while we are living on earth.
什么是长寿？
So what is meant by longevity?
中国字这个寿底下就是一寸口了。
So if you see the Chinese character for longevity, the bottom part of the character is like a monk.
所以生命就是你的气息。
And it represents the breath of man.
看耶伯记。
So let's next turn to the book of Job.
耶伯记七章七节。
Job chapter 7 verse 7.
七章七节。
Job chapter 7 verse 7.
求你想念我的生命不过是一口气。
Remember, O God, that my life is but a breath.
我们再看第八章第八节。
Let's skip to chapter 8 verse 8.
请你拷问前代，追念他们列祖所查究，我们不过从昨日才有，一无所知。我们在世的日子好像影儿，所以生命其实是很有限的。
So from here we know how temporal our life is.
所以为什么生命需要光？
So then, this only shows us why we truly need light in our life.
因为生命会结束。
Because we know that our life will one day end.
啊，生命有一天你要面对黑暗。
And one day of our life, we have to meet face to face with
darkness. 你要面对死亡。
We have to meet with death.
所以人对生命要有一种体会。
So that is why we all have to come to this realization.
你才会明白生活的目的。
Then once you come to this realization that your life is a temple, then you have this purpose and goal in your life.
你才会体会生命的价值。
Then you will then understand the value of your life here.
哦，人生不是醉生梦死。
Because life is not just eating and drinking.
人的生命也不是莫名其妙过一生。
And you can't just live your life haphazardly.
所以我们肉体的生命
So this physical life that we are all living
是有限又短暂的
It's not only limited, it's also very short
所以我们的生命需要光
So indeed we need this light in our life
所以主耶稣来到世上
When Jesus came down to earth
他就是要赐给我们生命
His purpose is also to give us this light, his light to us
所以我们活在世上的人
So all of us who are living on earth now,
啊，可以找到生命的源头。
We can, through Jesus, find the source of our life.
啊，就是这一位永生的真神。
This giver of our life, this everlasting God.
我们以肉身来讲。
So from the physical viewpoint,
生我们的是父母。
We know that the person who bore us are our parents.
你一代一代往上推。
And as you go up, genealogy.
你要去寻根溯源。
If you want to look at your family tree,
你就会找到人生命的源头就是神。
And then if you work your way up to the family tree, you can see that it all started with God.
啊，所以中国字的天就是一大为天。
So in the Chinese word for heaven, it's the meaning is that there is only one the heavenly.
好，那我们知道啊、
God.
神是最大的。
So we know that our God is indeed almighty and sovereign.
哦，所以我们应该要敬畏神。
So indeed we must worship and
能够找寻生命的源头。
And we must also search for the source of our life.
但是我们也会思考一个问题。
But while you're doing this, you get to another question.
我们人活在世上。
So we ask ourselves while living in this earth.
啊，当然吃吃喝喝就过一辈子。
Is it enough just to eat and drink to pass the time?
我们有肉体的需要。
Because all these is to satisfy our physical need.
但是我们也有心灵的需求。
But let us not neglect our spiritual need.
但是人的生命，我们也可以看到败坏的一面。
Of course, we can also see the corrupted side of our physical life.
因为人活在世界上
Because we know that people who live on this world
人死在过患跟罪恶之中
We know that we will also Since we are born of sin We will also die in sin
所以圣经讲
So that is why the Bible say
生命为什么需要光
The reason why we need light in our lives
我们看约翰福音第一章
Please turn to the book of John chapter 1
约翰福音第一章第五节
John chapter 1 verse 5.
光照在黑暗里面，黑暗不接受光。哦，我们再看第三章。
Let's read next John chapter 3.
十九节。
John chapter 3 verse 19.
光来到世间，世人因为自己行为是恶，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就在此。作恶的恨光，不来就近光，恐怕他的行为受责备。行真理的就来就近光要显明他所行是靠神而行、哦、这边说光跟暗是对立的
So we know that light and darkness is always in conflict
有光的地方就没有暗
Because we know that a place where there's light there will be no darkness
那神就是光
So we know that God is light
啊，在神就是光明圣洁
So under God it's bright and holiness.
哦，平安喜乐。
There's under God, there is peace and joy.
我们生命需要有光。
So indeed, we all need light in our lives.
主耶稣曾经讲过一句话。
Jesus once said this.
说任凭死人埋葬死人。
Let the dead bury the dead.
死人没有生命。
Because we know that the dead have no life.
但是死人怎么埋葬死人？
So how does the dead bury the dead?
后面那个被埋葬的是肉体已经死的人。
The one who is being buried, is the one who is physically dead.
但是前面这个死人是活在最终的死人。
And the person who is doing the burying is the person who is living in sin, that is in death.
因为我们的生命跟神隔绝了。
Because our life has been cut off from God.
我们的生命就没有光。
Because if you are cut off from God, then there is no more light in your life.
我们离开了神。
So once you depart from God,
就失去了神的同在。
Then God will also not be with you.
失落在光，失落在黑暗里面。
Then you will submerge yourself in darkness.
离开了生命的真光。
And once you left this true light,
人生在世就有迷失。失落的感觉。
Then once you are living in darkness, you have this sense of hopelessness and lost.
一个人在世上一直追求。
And if you continue to strive,
可能我们要得到很多。
To strive after many things.
但是有一天到头来，你会发现你真正要得的是什么。
But one time you will come to a crossroads and ask yourself, what indeed you have been striving for all these years?
哎，真正的依靠是什么？
And then you ask yourself, who is the person that you can rely on most?
哎，钱可以让你做依靠。
Can you rely only on money?
可是有些问题钱不能解决。
And then surely we know that money can solve everything.
学问可以当你做依靠。
You can rely on your education.
可是它也是有限的。
But we know that education can will only carry us so far.
你今天有权势有地位可以成为你的靠山。
If you have a status and nobility on earth, can you rely upon all these things?
可是它也不能永远帮助你。
But we know that they are not your eternal help.
哦，真正的依靠是在神。
You can and trust, you can only totally entrust your life.
有的人在生活中物欲非常丰富。
Because we know some people, superficially they are living in luxury.
但是不能满足。
But yet inside their heart they are not totally satisfied.
我昨天有谈到波士顿的布迪，他是柬埔寨的人。
So last night I touched on the testimony of our brother from Boston, brother Rudy. He is a Cambodian.
他在颇布政权的时候，在战争苦难的环境里面。
While he was living under the Pol Pot regime during the war.
他觉得说平安最宝贵。
He realized at a very young age that peace doesn't come very easily.
因为战争带来苦难。
Because he knew that war brought many hardships, and war also brought a lot of darkness.
但是贫穷也是很苦的。
So we also know, on the other hand, that poverty brings many sufferings and hardships.
他能够到美国，他觉得很满足。
So when he got a chance to come to the United States, he felt really happy.
那时候他九岁。
At that time, he was only 9.
他想说他要去赚钱。
And he told himself that he's going to earn as much money as he can.
所以他去打工。
So he started taking up jobs, and it's not an easy life at all.
11岁被人家收养。
And when he was 11 years old, he was adopted.
在一个富有的环境里面。
And he was adopted by a pair of wealthy parents.
可以说什么都有。
And he has no want.
但是他觉得心灵很空虚。
But yet he still feel inside him
that
it's all empty.
他就去读书。
And then he started to concentrate on his studies.
但是读书也没有快乐。
But yet he didn't get the satisfaction from his studies.
人还是要尽本分啊。
But of course, he knew his basic responsibility.
后来他就去交女朋友。
And then he thought having many girlfriends will satisfy his needs.
他要求更高的学位。
And then later he was striving for higher education.
他也很认真在追求。
Of course, all this time he is striving after something.
可是他找不到生命的光。
But yet in all his effort, he still couldn't find the true light.
有一天，他跟教会接触了。
Then one day he met up with one of the church brethren.
他参加查经班。
Then he was invited to a Bible study.
后来主赐给他圣灵。
That it was at that time that our Lord Jesus gave him the precious Holy Spirit.
给他生命中找到光。
To allow him to experience the true light of his life.
也得到了力量。
And then from there, he got strength.
他个性改变。
And his personality was also totally changed.
因为他充满暴力。
Because before he was a very violent man.
他的生活改变。
And then his life was also took a drastic turn.
旁边的人都可以看得到。
And the people around him could see the change in him.
在他的内心里面就散发出一种生命的光芒。
So from out of his heart, you can see this wonderful effect of light.
因为主耶稣活在他的心里。
Because now our Lord Jesus has come and lived inside his heart.
哦，他的心灵非常的和谐。
So he finally regained this inner peace.
其实我们现今的人。
So all of us.
内在的生命，有的人觉得很空虚。
Our inner life, we may feel emptiness.
找寻快乐，可是没有真正的快乐。
Even though we may find something that brings us happiness, it's not a true happiness.
好像一只狗咬着尾巴，一直绕圈子。
It's like a dog who is wagging his tail and who is wagging and chasing after his own tail.
我们生活当中想要得到真正的喜乐跟满足。
All of us, we all want to find true happiness.
但是没有真正的快乐。
But yet, every time we fail to find this fulfillment.
其实在主耶稣里面可以得到。
But true joy and happiness and fulfillment can only
be found in Jesus. 因为主耶稣要给你生命的光。
Because we know that Jesus wants to give us his light.
他要填满你内心空虚的地方。
He wants to fill the emptiness of our hearts.
所以人活在世上。
So all of us who are living in this world,
有些人他的心灵是空虚的。
Some of us may have this empty feelings in our hearts.
有的人是活着的死人。
So even though you may be living, but you are dead inside.
但是我们是有灵的活人。
However, we believers, we are actually spiritually alive.
而且是有基督的生命。
Because we have this Christ-like life in us.
我遇到一个弟兄。
I once knew of this brother.
他还没有信主的时候。
Before he became a believer.
他本来是要自杀的。
He was contemplating suicide.
其实这个世界啊，有很多人对生命很绝望。
Because we know, as we look around us, there are many people who are very despondent in life.
遇到什么事情，有的人没办法去解决。
And they just can't find solutions to their problems in life.
对生命是一种黑暗面。
And they feel that living in this world is so full of darkness.
有一个弟兄叫李东荣。
There's this brother Lee.
他因为要服兵役以前去海边游泳。
Before he entered the National Military Service, he went to the beach for a swim.
因为他喜欢跳水啊。
Because he liked to dive into the water.
结果头去碰到那个海里面的暗礁。
So accidentally his head hit the bottom.
结果下半身都麻痹。
And then he was paralyzed.From the waist down.
在好几家医院治疗。
And he went to many hospitals.
可是都没有办法。
To get a cure, but none of the doctors could help him.
让他能够站起来。
So he could no longer walk.
但是他只能够稳定他的病情。
Condition was later stabilized.
后来我们教会的弟兄啊。传福音给他。
And then it was at this time that one of our church brother went to visit him and preach to him.
他有来教会听道理。
So he also came for services at our church.
他觉得他听诗歌这样参加聚会，他都躺在前面的那个用担架躺在前面。
So when he came for services, he could not sit himself up, so he has to lie down on the pew.
他心里有一份的平安。
in spite of all this, he still feel the peace inside him.
但是人有时候有一种很深的挫折感。
But of course, all of us sometimes we feel this sense of guilt.
有时候自卑。
Sometimes we feel this sense of inferiority.
忧郁、苦闷。
We feel sorrowful. We feel lonely.
他又觉得活着有什么意义？
And so sometimes he felt that what's the point of living?
所以他有一次有自杀的念头。
So he even thought of committing suicide.
那因为他有来教会听道理。
But because since he came to church for services,
他想说要自杀以前也要祷告一下。
So he thought, maybe even before I commit suicide, I should at least pray.
可是这个祷告啊，给他就在流泪中就睡着了。
But through this prayer, he was weeping and he finally fell asleep because of this prayer.
他就做了一个梦。
And then when he was sleeping, he dreamt a dream.
梦见到一个很漂亮的地方。
And he dreamt of a very beautiful and wonderful place.
有很多穿白衣服的人。
And there were many people who were walking around in
white robes. 在那里唱诗。
And they were all singing hymns.
唱得很好听。
And they were so melodious.
他就被那个诗歌安慰了。
So he was really comforted and encouraged by the hymns that he heard.
那听完那个诗歌之后，
So after he heard all these hymns,
他就醒过来。
And he woke up.
原来是。他唱出来。
So he thought of singing along with the hymns that he just heard.
有一天我们有个传道到那个教会去。
And then one day there's a certain preacher who came to that particular church where he was
attending services. 他就把这个事情告诉他。
So this paralyzed member told this preacher
那传道就
what his dream was.
帮他写歌词了。
So then this preacher helped him to write the verses of the hymn. Because this paralyzed person sang out the hymns to him. And to sing to him, gave him the melody of the hymn.
后来就写了一首诗歌。
And so he managed to write out this hymn.
叫做耶稣永远伴着你。
That our Lord Jesus will forever accompany you.
它内容大概是这样写。
So this is what the main content of the hymn.
当你寂寞孤单的时候。
So that when you are feeling lonely and alone.
耶稣永远伴着你。
That our Lord Jesus will always be there to comfort and accompany you.
痛苦愁烦的时候，耶稣永远伴着你。
When you are in pain and in sorrow, God will always accompany you.
他一直这样写这些歌词。
So these are some of the words that he writes.
当你怎么样，耶稣永远伴着你。
That whatever situation you may be in, Jesus will always accompany you.
他本来是要自杀的。
We know that he was actually contemplating suicide.
后来主耶稣安慰他。
But because of Lord Jesus' comfort,
没有自杀。
He changed his mind.
而且这一首诗歌也从他感动很多人。
And through this hymn, it touches the hearts of many members.
我们也曾经用这首诗歌去传福音。
And we actually ever use this hymn to preach to others.
有青年也很喜欢唱。
And we know that many youths just love this hymn.
因为耶稣是你生命的光，他要永远伴着你。
Because we know that Jesus is the light of our life, and He wants to accompany us wherever we go.
他给你平安，给你喜乐，给你安慰。
He gives us peace, joy, and comfort.
他成为你的依靠。
He is our reliance.
感谢主，我们这位李弟兄。
So we thank God for this brother Lee.
他现在已经可以坐轮椅。
So he now can sit on a wheelchair.
也可以独立的生活。
And he can also lead an independent life.
而且他充满了感恩。
And his heart is so full of thanksgiving for God.
他说，我现在也可以赚很多钱。
And then he asked himself, maybe now I can earn a living for myself. Then I can take care of myself.
不用依靠人家。
That I don't need to rely on anybody.
也不像过去一直躺在床上。
And I'm no longer bedridden.
所以主耶稣成为他生命的光。
So our Lord Jesus has become his light.
有些人活在罪恶里面。
So some people who are living in sin.
罪恶也让生命失去了光芒。
Sin will cause us to lose the light in our life.
因为做罪的奴仆。
Because we have been enslaved by sin.
被撒旦捆绑。
We have been, we are under the hold of Satan.
在黑暗里面生活。
So once you live in darkness,
我去年在八月九月的时候在美国。
Last year, last August, when I was in the U.S.
也协助了这个教会的一些工作跟活动。
I assisted in some of the activities of the church.
有一次布道会的时候。
And during one of the evangelical services.
我看到一个弟兄很特别。
I saw this brother who stood out.
他怎么这个头发都光光的，只有几根在上面。
He's almost bald.
那聚会完我就去问他了。
So after the service, I was kind of curious, so I went up to ask him.
我第一眼看到他的时候，我以为他是癌症。
When I first laid eyes on him, I thought he had a cancer.
可能是有什么化学治疗还是什么，头发掉了。
I thought he lost his hair because of the chemotherapy sessions that he received.
后来我说这位弟兄你贵姓？
So I asked him
什么名字？
I asked him what his name was.
他说我叫 Jason.
And he told me that his name is Jason.
我中文的名字叫做于中健。
And his Chinese name is 于中健。
那我说那你来教会多久了？
And I asked him, how long have you been coming to church?
他说我来教会才一年多了。
And he said he's been coming for services for the past year and a half.
来教会还不到一年不长。
No, he has not been in church for more than a year.
那他就把他的经过告诉我了。
And then he told me his personal experiences.
他是1995年从台湾到美国念书。
So he came in 1995 as a student from Taiwan.
那时候他20岁。
At that time he was only 20.
他到美国东部去念书。
So he went to the eastern part of the United States for his studies.
后来转到这个 Phoenix 大学去。
And then he
凤凰城的。
And then he transferred to the university in Phoenix.
然后他在大学的时候。
So while he was in the university,
他跟同学去参加舞会了。
So he went to a party with some of his friends.
结果在舞会的时候。
And it was during one of these rambunctious parties.
他就开始接触了毒品。
That he got in contact with those drugs.
结果这一接触就完蛋了。
And it's illegal drugs, and then there is, and then he was just going downward.
他告诉我。
And then he told me.
他说你可以念的毒品我都用过了。
And then he told me, just name me any drugs, recreational drug, and I can tell you that I've used every one of them.
他吸大麻。
He has taken heroin, cocaine.
海洛因。
Marijuana.
还有crystal。
Crystal，
还有吃那个什么？他说吃了以后眼前都会有很多图样在你的眼前呐。
He has also tried LSD。
还有毒菇，还有摇头丸。
And he also tried ecstasy。
抽烟喝酒。
He also get into smoking and drinking。
所以学业也荒废了。
So then his studies suffered
tremendously。就在毒品里面这样混。
So then he was lost in this drug binge.
生命没有光
Because he has no light in his life.
在黑暗里面生活。
He is living in darkness.
他爸爸打电话问他。
So when his dad called from Taiwan.
你怎么钱用这么凶
He said, why are you spending so much money?
你是赌博吗？
Did you spend it all on gambling?
还是做什么坏事？
So what bad things are you doing with all this money?
他都不讲。
But he didn't want to tell his dad.
爸爸说吸毒哦。
And then his dad guessed that it might be his drug habit.
被他爸爸猜中了。
And then his dad guessed it right.
他爸爸一气之下不寄钱给他。
So because he was so furious at his son, he refused. He
stopped sending money to him. 但是他想戒掉，戒不掉。
And he tried to get rid of this habit.
毒品不好戒。
But he's just so helpless because it's not easy to to get rid of this habit.
他心情也是很不好。
And he is not a very good tempered person too.
功课也不好。
And he's not very good in his studies too.
头发又一直掉。
And then he realized that his hair kept falling out.
这个情绪更不好。
And then he has this His living a adulterous life.
在2000年的时候。
So in the year 2000.
他的姐姐啊，从台湾到洛杉矶去了。
His older sister came to visit him from Taiwan to Los Angeles.
那时候教会举办一个这个室外的大型的布道。
So at that time, the church was having this outreach program, Hosanna.
他姐姐有去参加。
So his sister went to attend this outreach program.
因为他姐姐认识我们教会一个信徒啦。
Because his sister knew of one of our church members.
然后布道会结束。
So after this evangelical service,
他姐姐有提到他弟弟的事情。
His sister mentioned about the problem that her brother was experiencing.
就是因为弟弟吸毒啦。
That because of the addiction of her brother.
家里的人苦恼。
So everyone in the family is having a hard time.
因为我们这个信徒又很热心。
And this particular member of us is very a caring person.
说应该带他到教会来啊。
And she encouraged her to bring her brother along for services.
姐姐说带不动啊。
So his sister said, he will not listen, he will not come with me.
我们这个信徒说，那我打电话给他好了。
And then this sister of ours said, I will just invite him myself.
然后他就打电话给他。
So then she called him up one day.
这个 Jason 就接电话了。
And it was Jason who picked up the phone.
他知道说对方要他去教会。
And he knew that the person on the other line wanted to invite him to come to church.
但是他心里想，不可能啊。
But then he asked himself that no one is able to help me.
我头发都掉光了。
That I've lost all my hair.
去教会也不好看。
Everyone will laugh at me if I go to church.
除非神叫我去。
Unless it is God who asked me.
否则我在家里也是一样。
Otherwise, I'll just I might as well just stay home.
我们这个信徒又打电话跟他联络。
But yet, this member of our church never stopped calling him.
说你一定要到教会来。
And she kept pushing him to come to church.
你来信靠耶稣。
That to trust in God.
主耶稣会帮助你。
And then God will be able to help
him. 但是他还是拒绝啦。
But he kept declining.
我们这个信徒就很有耐心的说，这样好了，你把教会住址抄下来。
And then this member never lost hope and said, why don't you give me your address?
有空你就找教会。
Why don't I just give you our church address and when you have time, just drop by.
这个 Jason 说好啊，那就把教会住址抄下来。
So, so he agreed and he jot down the church address.
结果在抄住址的时候。
So as he was writing the church address.
因为这是伯恩教会的住址吗？
But because this is the address of the Ballin Park Church.
那这个他就写 B A L D 啦。
And because Ballin Park is spelled B A L D.
他写 B A L D 的时候，他吓一跳哎。
And he was kind of a shocked.
怎么第一个字就是秃头
？Why is the first part that the first syllable of Ballin Park is meant bald？
那这个 Bowen Park， 他这个底下那个就是 W I N 嘛。
And we know the second syllable of Ballin is win。
他又觉得很讶异。
And then he was kind of his heart was kind of moved.
当然这两个这字是连在一起的，但是他抄的时候是把它分开。
So when he wrote this, it was actually one word, Baldwin, but when he wrote it, he wrote two separate words, bald and win.
难道这个耶稣要我胜过秃头吗？
So then he asked himself, maybe God wants me to have victory over my baldness.
他就觉得很奇妙了。
So he felt he has this wonderful feeling inside.
突然间觉得怎么有这回事
？He said, "Why is this feeling inside of me?"
又说，你们是什么教会啊
？And then he asked, "What kind of church is yours?"
是真耶稣教会啊。
He says, "Our church is True Jesus Church."
是这个教会是几年前盖的
？How long has this church been around?
他说，我们这个教会是三年前换新的啦。
We just bought this chapel 3 years ago.
那住址是以前就有了啦。
But the
住址本来就有了，地址啊，
对，
所以他觉得说，怎么这么奇妙
？And we have been having services in this address.
难道耶稣就是要我去教会吗
？So he felt that Jesus is trying to ask him to come.
So 他就很顺服哦。
So he submit himself.
2000年12月25号到教会来。
So in the year 2000, December the 25th was the first day he stepped into the church.
那时候刚好学生灵恩会。
And at that time, there was a student spiritual convocation going on.
哇，那学生很多都一直求圣灵啊。
And at that time, there were many students praying for the Holy Spirit.
哇，他也到前面来祷告。
Then he also came up to the front.
第一天感动。
The first day he was moved.
26号又来了。
And then when he came back on the 26th of December,
第二天他得到圣灵。
And it was on the second day that he finally received the Holy Spirit.
他在前面祷告的时候，
So when he was praying up front,
一直流汗，
he was sweating so
又流泪，
much, and he was also crying. And,
而且祷告到这个手都打不开啊。
And he even prayed to the point where he can't move his hands apart.
那个力量很大。
He can feel this power, tremendous power.
而且他感受到一股电流从他的头电到脚底了。
And he could feel this electrical power-like strength coming down from the top of his head.
其实那是圣灵充满他。
In actual fact, he was actually empowered by the Holy Spirit.
一直讲灵言。
And then he never stopped speaking in tongues.
全身都发热。
And he was overjoyed and feeling so warm all over.
他热到有一种感觉。
He achieved this warmness.
那个热把他以前那个吸毒这个旧人把他烧掉。
That he can feel that this warmth becomes a kind of a heat that will burn away all these feelings of this longing for drugs.
他得到圣灵的时候。
So when he received the Holy Spirit,
他有这种感触。
He has this profound feeling.
所以圣经说圣灵好像焚烧的灵啊，把他的旧的那个吸毒的人就把它烧掉了。
So we know that the Holy Spirit is like a cleansing fire that burned away his former desires for drugs.
哦，所以在去年的三月他来受洗。
So he was baptized last March.
他的亲戚啊住在旧金山。
His one of his relatives lived in San Francisco.
要洗礼那一天啊。
So on the day of his baptism.
他的亲戚坐飞机去参观他的洗礼。
His relative even took a plane and fly down to witness his baptism.
他说，这个是什么教会啊？有这个力量改变他了。
And this relative was kind of curious because what kind of power that could change this person?
其实这是主耶稣。
Little did he know that it is the power of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣帮助他的。
It is because of the help that Jesus gave to him.
他本来的生命是在黑暗里面。
Because we know that his life was in darkness.
主耶稣成为他生命的光。
Yet in the end, Jesus has become his light.
哦，所以他可以体会得到。
So he has this first-hand experience of Jesus.
耶稣赐给他真正的生命。
That God indeed has given him His the true light.
所以他现在到教会来都很高兴的。
So he's all nowadays you can see that he's always very joyful coming to church.
好，我们前两个礼拜在美国他也来参加这个讲习会。
So 2 years ago he also attended the seminar that took place a couple of weeks ago.
他真的像圣经所讲的，以前我是黑暗的，如今是光明的。
So he is living He's living a life from the scripture that is, before I was living in darkness, but now I've come into his wonderful light.
以前我的生命是空虚的，如今我的生命是丰盛的。
Before I live an empty life, but now I live an abundant life.
所以一个人的生命从败坏到更新。
So we know that before we can live a life of corruption into a life of renewal.
就是要找到耶稣了。
To do this, you have to find Jesus.
你跟从耶稣，耶稣成为你生命的光。
Because once you follow Jesus, then Jesus will become the light of your life.
而且我们知道，主耶稣要赐给你永远的生命。
And we know that once you come to Jesus, He is going to give you an everlasting, eternal life.
人活在世上，不是死了就算了。
Because we know that living on this earth, death is not an end all.
这个圣经有记载，有一个拉撒路。
Because we know of this Bible character by the name of Lazarus.
他已经死去了四天。
He has been dead for 4 days already.
他的尸体也臭了。
And we know that his body is decomposing and giving off stench.
但是主耶稣可以让他从死里复活。
But we know that Jesus in the end bring him back to life.
以肉体来讲，我们知道拉撒路今天也不在了。
So physically speaking, we can't see Lazarus anymore.
但是耶稣说，
But yet Jesus say,
生命在我，复活在我。
That I am the resurrection and the life.
信我的人虽然死了也要复活。
And he who believes in me will live even though he dies.
所以一个人信靠神有永生的指望。
A person who trusts in Jesus, he has this hope of eternal life.
啊，传道书里面说哈，神造万物，各按其时成为美好。
And in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says that God has His own time, and it is beautiful.
神把永生放在人的心里。
Because God has placed this eternity into our hearts.
哦，所以人对生命的体会。
So once you have this experience in your life,
人要去追求永生的福分。
So we must try to strive for the share of this eternal inheritance.
哦，所以主耶稣说。
So that's why our Lord Jesus say again,
到我这里来的人,
those who come to me,
就永远不渴,
will never thirst again,
到我这里来的人,
and those who come to me,
就永远不饿,
will never hunger again.
你到耶稣这里来, 心灵得满足了。
And if you come to Jesus, you will have a fulfillment of life.
你要在黑暗中看到光。
If you live in darkness and if you long to see light,
你到耶稣这里来, 他不丢弃你的。
And if you come before Jesus, He will not reject you.
你到耶稣这里来，要得永生。
The reason for you coming to Jesus is to receive this everlasting life.
因为他是我们生命的光。
Because indeed He is the light of our life.
所以我们信耶稣可以得到真正的生命。
So indeed, when we believe in Jesus, we can receive this true life.
我们来看诗篇。
Please read Psalms.
诗篇的第四篇。
Psalms chapter
4. 诗篇第四篇。
Psalms chapter 4.
第六节。
Verse 6.
诗篇四篇六节。
Psalms chapter 4, verse 6.
有许多人说，谁能指示我们什么好处？耶和华，求你扬起脸来光照我们。我们也求神光照我们。
So we also pray to God to light our faces.
光照我们的内心。
To light the heart, to light our hearts.
施恩光照我们。
And to also shine upon ourselves.
我们再看36篇。
Please read Psalms chapter 36.
诗篇36篇。
Psalms chapter 36.
第九节。
Verse 9.
因为在你那里有生命的源头，在你的光中我们必得见光。神就是光。
So we know that God is indeed light.
我们生命为什么需要光？
So why do we need light in our life?
我们知道耶稣就是真光。
So we know that Jesus is indeed the true light.
生命在他里面。
He has a hold on life.
我们在他里面的人，
And all of us who are living in him,
必能得着生命的光。
Will indeed receive this light from him.
只要你愿意到主耶稣这里来，
As long as you make this choice to come to him,
你一定可以体会得到。
Then you will be able to experience this light.
所以也很盼望我们能够进一步来查考有关生命跟信仰的问题。
So I sincerely hope that you will take one step further to ponder more on the issue of life and belief.
也愿主耶稣祝福大家。
And may the Lord continue to bless all of you.